Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rich Routines by Steve Houghton is a practical personal development guide that centers on one powerful idea. The quality of your days is shaped by the routines you repeat. Rather than promising instant transformation, the book focuses on simple, sustainable habits that can enrich multiple areas of life, including health, work, relationships, finances, and mindset. It positions routines as a form of quiet leverage, small actions done consistently that compound into bigger results over time. The tone is oriented toward implementation, encouraging readers to choose behaviors that fit their real schedules and constraints, not an idealized lifestyle. By emphasizing clarity, consistency, and gradual improvement, the book aims to help readers replace reactive living with intentional structure. If you have ever felt stuck in cycles of procrastination, stress, or scattered priorities, this book frames routines as a straightforward way to regain momentum and build a life that feels more stable, energized, and purpose-driven. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the compounding power of small habits. A central theme is that meaningful change rarely comes from dramatic one-time decisions. It comes from repeated actions that are small enough to be doable and consistent enough to accumulate results. The book highlights routines as a compounding mechanism where modest daily behaviors can gradually improve outcomes across many domains. This framing helps reduce the pressure to overhaul your life overnight and replaces it with a strategy built on momentum. Instead of chasing motivation, routines create a reliable baseline of action, even on low energy days. The emphasis is not on perfection, but on reliability and gradual refinement. This topic also invites readers to think in systems rather than goals. A goal can provide direction, but routines provide the engine that keeps progress moving. When a routine is well designed, it lowers friction, reduces decision fatigue, and makes positive behavior more automatic. Over time, these repeated choices can strengthen identity, confidence, and self-trust, because you become the kind of person who follows through. By focusing on simple habits, the book encourages readers to pick the smallest version of a behavior that still counts. That approach makes it easier to start, easier to continue, and easier to expand later, which is how compounding actually works in real life. Secondly, designing routines that fit your life, not an ideal one. Another key idea is customization. Many people fail with habit plans because they copy a routine that belongs to someone else, often a high-performing public figure with different constraints. The book's routine-centered approach implies that effectiveness depends on fit. A routine should match your current schedule, energy patterns, responsibilities, and environment. When routines are designed around reality, they require less willpower to maintain. This topic encourages readers to audit their day and find natural anchors, such as waking up, commuting, meals, and shutting down work. Anchors make routines easier because they attach a new behavior to an existing pattern. It also emphasizes adjusting intensity to life seasons. A busy parent, a student, and a professional in a demanding role can all build rich routines, but the structure will look different for each. The practical takeaway is to prioritize consistency over ambition. A shorter routine done most days will outperform an elaborate routine done occasionally. Readers are guided to reduce friction by preparing the environment, setting clear cues, and minimizing steps. When obstacles appear, the solution is not self-criticism but redesign. This mindset turns routine building into an iterative process that can evolve as life changes. Thirdly, morning and evening structure for mental clarity. The book places strong value on how you begin and end the day because these bookends shape focus, emotional regulation, and follow through. A stable morning routine can create a sense of control before external demands take over. It can include practices that support energy, perspective, and planning so that the day is guided by intention rather than reaction. Equally, an evening routine helps you transition out of work mode, reduce stress carryover, and protect sleep. This topic highlights mental clarity as a major benefit of structured routines. When you consistently plan, reflect, or reset, you reduce the cognitive clutter that fuels anxiety and procrastination. The idea is not to fill every minute, but to create a predictable rhythm that supports what matters. Morning structure can help readers define priorities and start with an early win, which builds momentum. Evening structure can support review of progress, closure on unfinished tasks, and preparation for the next day. The deeper value is identity reinforcement. When you keep promises to yourself in small ways, your confidence grows. Over time, a dependable morning and evening pattern can become an anchor during stressful seasons, providing stability even when other parts of life feel uncertain. Fourthly, routines that enrich relationships and communication. Personal development books often focus on individual productivity, but rich routines also apply to relationships. This topic explores how consistent small behaviors can improve connection, trust, and emotional safety. The idea is that relationships thrive on repeated signals of attention and care, not occasional grand gestures. Simple routines such as regular check-ins, shared meals, planned time together, and intentional listening practices can steadily improve the quality of your interactions. The emphasis is on being proactive. When you build relationship routines, you reduce the risk of drifting into neglect due to busyness. A routine can also reduce conflict by creating predictable opportunities to discuss expectations, schedules, and concerns before resentment builds. Even brief rituals, like a daily moment of appreciation or a weekly planning conversation, can shift the tone of a household or partnership. This topic also connects routines to boundaries. Consistent communication habits make it easier to say no, protect important time, and align with the people you care about. The benefit is not only stronger bonds, but also less emotional turbulence, because expectations become clearer. Over time, these routine-based behaviors can create a richer social life and a more supportive environment for personal goals. Lastly, financial and career enrichment through consistent practice. The book's concept of enrichment extends into money and work by emphasizing steady, repeatable actions that build long-term stability. Rather than treating financial improvement as a one-time fix, this topic frames it as a set of routines, tracking spending, reviewing accounts, saving automatically, and making regular decisions that align with values. When these behaviors are routine, they become less emotionally charged and more objective. Consistency can reduce impulsive choices and increase a sense of control. In career and productivity, routines support skill building, focus, and follow-through. Regular blocks for deep work, learning, planning, and review can help readers progress without burning out. This approach aligns with the idea that success is less about occasional bursts of effort and more about dependable execution. A small daily learning routine, for example, can lead to meaningful expertise over time. The topic also implies that routines help manage stress by creating predictability and reducing last-minute scrambling. When you regularly plan, prioritize, and close loops, you protect attention for higher-value tasks. The overall message is that professional and financial growth can be made simpler by turning the right actions into automatic habits that compound over months and years. In conclusion, Rich Routines is best suited for readers who want practical self-improvement without extreme schedules or rigid, one-size-fits-all programs. If you feel overwhelmed, inconsistent, or stuck in reactive patterns, the book offers a grounded way to rebuild stability through small habits that touch health, mindset, work, relationships, and money. It can benefit your life by shifting change from a motivation problem into a design problem. When routines are thoughtfully chosen and repeated, they reduce decision fatigue, create momentum, and make progress more predictable. Over time, that predictability improves confidence and lowers stress because you can trust your daily system. This book is worth buying compared to similar habit and productivity titles because it emphasizes enrichment across life domains rather than optimizing a single metric like output or discipline. The focus on simple, repeatable actions makes it accessible to busy readers and people who have tried and failed with overly ambitious plans. Instead of pushing intensity, it encourages consistency and customization, which are often the missing pieces in habit change. If you want a realistic framework for building a life that feels richer and more intentional, the routine-centered approach provides a clear path forward. If you would like to support Steve Houghton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.